Good morning, sir, and may I get your name first, sir? What's your name, sir? Who? Okay, Mr. Williams, let's see who's going to... Okay, now the Honorable Miss Gail Rittenhouse is going to conduct a hearing, sir, so just hold on to the phone.
Mr. Williams?
Hello, yes?
Yes, sir. Could you please restate your full name and your ABC number for the record?
My name is 157312.
Okay, thank you. Sir, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the 8 allegations that are on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on February 20th. You signed a form that day. Do you remember signing that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. On that form was a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, sir, or we represent yourself?
No, ma'am. I represent myself.
Okay. Thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look to your right, so the other end of the bench for me, is the Honorable Lee Quinones. Next to him, the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here in the middle is our dear chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. My name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing. We also have in the room with us today, and you'll see him in a moment here on screen, the Honorable Mr. Westby. There he is now. He is a parole officer with Department of Corrections, and he'll represent the department and your parole officer in this hearing today. Okay, sir? So I need to swear to both of you in before we get started. So Mr. Molinas and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God and do you so affirm? Mr. Molinas?
I do.
And Mr. Westby? Thank you. Okay, Mr. Molinas, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. With phase one, to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision. And then phase two, to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So what I'll do for phase one is I will read these allegations to you, and as I read each one, I'll need you to respond in one of three ways. It's either true, it's false, or you wish to remain silent. And the reason we give you that third option, these hearings are recorded, and if there's, I see you have a DR number associated with this, so there's been some additional, an arrest or some other court action pending, and this recording can be subpoenaed. So anything you say on this recording could be used against you in that other action, whatever's going on. Okay, you understand that, sir? Okay, we're just protecting your right. Okay, sir? All right, so we'll start phase one with, I'll read the first allegation. And the first allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about December 31st, 2018, for the task GCMS lab report dated January 8th, 2019. Mr. Molinas, is that true or false? That's true? Okay, sir. The second allegation is you were in violation of condition number 5, as demonstrated by your lapsing in the criminal rating by possession of methamphetamines on or about February 3rd, 2019. Mr. Molinas, is that true or false, or you wish to remain silent? I apologize. I forgot to give you that option.
That's false.
That's false. Okay, sir. Because you believe that one is false, I'm going to take some testimony from Mr. Westby, and we will go to allegation number 2.
On February 3rd, 2019, the defendant was stopped by Deputy DeVries in the Mojave County Sheriff's Department, Magnet Task Force, on the Interstate 40, Mile Post 57. The defendant Williams was located in the back seat of the vehicle. Deputy DeVries searched the vehicle and located plain sight on top of the cell console of marijuana. Deputy DeVries continued to search, located in the cell console was methamphetamine in a glass pipe. Deputy DeVries located more methamphetamine in the trunk of the vehicle. Deputy DeVries had the offender step out of the vehicle when Deputy DeVries observed the offender standing on the side of the vehicle. Deputy devised drugs under the federal that went down the ground was 3 15-milligram morphine pills and a small amount of heroin. Deputy DeVries stated that the offender was the only person on that side of the vehicle. Due to the defendant's medical condition of hernia, the offender was long informed by the Mojave County Sheriff's Department of felony charges. Deputy DeVries then contacted unit supervisor Clark to notify him of the offender's status. Unit supervisor Clark then spoke to the offender on Deputy DeVries' speakerphone and directed the offender Molinas to report to the Kingwood Parole Office on February 4th, 2019 at 8 a.m. On February 4th, 2019, the offender report was erected and the offender was taken into custody and transported to the ABC Alabama.
Okay, Mr. Molinas, what's not true about that allegation?
I was getting a ride from somebody, and that person got pulled over, and they found the drug conditioner console in the trunk of his car. I was just in the back seat. I was searched three times. I was never addressing the weapon.
Okay, sir. I'll move on to allegation number three, and that is that you were in violation of condition number five, demonstrated by that you're lapsing into criminalized by possession of marijuana on or about February 3rd, 2019. Mr. Molinas, is that true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
False.
Okay. Thank you. And Mr. Westby, it looks like that allegation narrative is the same as the one you gave previously.
That is correct.
Is that correct? Thank you. Okay, so Mr. Molinas, what is not, again, not true about allegation number three?
They pulled me out of the vehicle and searched me. I looked around. What they found was in this person's car. Okay. And matter of fact, when he got to the vehicle, he told the officers that that was being the vehicle was his.
Okay,
so. It wasn't my vehicle. It was from the center console in the trunk. Like, it's not my stuff.
Okay, so. I'm going to move to the next allegation. That would be the fourth allegation, and that is that you were in violation of condition number five, as demonstrated by relaxing the criminal ways of possession of heroin on or about February 3rd, 2019. Mr. Molinas, is this true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
It's also false.
Okay, and. Mr. I'll take some more testimony from Mr. Westby, but again, I believe the allegation is the same. The allegation
was the same, and also just to note, in the allegation, I can state that there was 51 working pills and small amount of oil that was found on the ground outside of the vehicle in the front of the
stadium. Okay, so, thank you. Mr. Molinas, we'll move on to allegation number five. And that is that you were in violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by your use of heroin on or about December 31st, 2018, per the task GCMS lab report dated January 8th, 2019. And Mr. Molinas, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, so and the next allegation is that you were in violation of condition number seven as demonstrated by your use of opiates without a valid prescription on or about December 31st, 2018, per the task lab report dated January 8th, 2019. Mr. Molinas, is that true or false?
Yes, that's true. I don't understand how these are all separate violations, and it's all from the same way.
Correct. Okay. Allegation number 7 is that you were in violation of condition of number 5 as demonstrated by your possession of opiates without a valid prescription on or about February 3rd, 2019. Mr. Molinas, is that true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
That's false.
Okay. Mr. Westby, is that narrative also the same? That the allegation number 7?
Yes, it appears to be exactly the same as the previous allegation.
Okay, and this was regarding possession of opiates without a valid prescription. So specifically, perhaps this applies to the location of...
Those were 15 milligram morphine pills that were on the ground next to the facility.
Okay, all right, thank you, sir. Mark this. Okay, and then finally the last allegation, Mr. Molina, is that you were in violation of condition number 5, as demonstrated by lapsing in the criminal race by being in possession of a glass pipe commonly known to smoke methamphetamines on or about February 3rd, 2019. Mr. Molina, is that true or false? Okay, I'll answer, or you wish to remain silent. But. Okay, Mr. Westby, I believe that write-up is also... the same. Thank you for confirming that. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion here to pass us to phase 2 of this allegation, and my motion is going to be based on Mr. Molina's admission with respect to allegations 1, 5, and 6, and testimony of Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections on allegations 2, 3, 4, 7, and 8, as well as information in the warrant. I move to find Mr. Molina's delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Quinones, agreed, Dr. Wright, and Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Molina, we'll move to your second phase of your hearing and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked, sir. But before we do that, Mr. Westby is going to fill us in with some background information. So just hold the line. We'll be back to talk with you more in just a moment. Mr. Westby, thank you, sir.
Mr. Molina was released from the ABC on December 12, 2018. He was arrested February 4, 2019 by ABC staff with pending new charges. He was back in ABC custody on February 4, 2019. He had a projected police supervision ending of March 13, 2020, 0 Sundays. Current conviction, 2010, in the state of 7th degree. 1.5 years. Prior convictions, 2001, theft, 1 year. 2004, dangerous drug violation, 2 counts, each for 2.5 years. 2007, alleged bribery, 1 year. 2010, dangerous drug violation, 8 years. This is his fourth term at DOC, CUIR score 44, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 2. There's no federal information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2001, TRS release, completion 4 months. 2005, TRS release, arrest that in felony charge, felony flight, weeks in jail. 2007, TRS release, completion 4 months. Which is a criminal violation of moderate, drugs noted. After his return to DOC on March 4th, 2019, he received his apparent theft. Under arrest, 1993, theft, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1993, shoplifting, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1995, aggravated assault, Arizona, juvenile discretion. His community risk score is a G7VA. I do have status of charges for Pio Espinosa dated March 11, 2019, and states per Mojave County Narcotics Task Force Prosecutor's Office. The federal is under current investigation that they are providing to speak about it at this time. The federal does have related felony charges for possession of dangerous drugs.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Molina, back to you. It looks like we have a written summary of what happened while you were on parole. And it looks like you lived with, is that your mother or your wife, Alicia Molina? Your mother, okay. At on Hoover Road in Golden Valley?
Yes.
And did you stay there the whole time that you were on community supervision?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And were you working?
No, I wasn't. I have a severe hernia. I was scheduled for surgery on February 19th. And then I was going to work out. I had a job lined up. I said I have a job right now as soon as if I get reinstated, I have a job as soon as I can get out.
Okay, and what would that job be?
At the truck, to the Western Trucks.
Okay, all right.
Trucks.
All right, and you were referred, it looks like, to Sage. But on December 31st is when you produced that UA that was positive for heroin, meth, and morphine, sir. So what happened? Did you have a relapse? What happened?
No, what happened was I was thrown out on heroin for 3.5 years in prison.
Right.
I got out, and I was still using food every week. I had that first dirty UA, so I came to my PO with my drug counselor, with my family, and I went and I kicked myself and my mom, with my mom's help, my family's support. I got off there and to this day I'm still clean off heroin. And like that's, I'm very proud of it. I'm sorry.
You should be very proud of it. It should be.
My very next week, I was still kind of struggling with the meth, and I was working on that, but like at least I have proof to my parole officer, so I'm clean off heroin, I'm clean off all that. At least it's so, but I still can't embrace my defendants, which I told them the same thing about my next year, I guarantee you I will be keen off everything. And when I got arrested, I came out of Hamburg, the UA knew there, I've been keen ever since off all drugs.
Okay, sir. Well, that sounds positive. Okay. So what happened, what happened this day? You said you accepted a ride from somebody?
Yes, I accepted a ride from somebody, and, I was supposed to get a ride from somebody else, but they didn't come, so they just sent somebody else. I don't know who this person is. Oh, it was a girl that was with them. They came and picked me up, and we're going on the freeway, and he cuts a vehicle off, and happened to be a detective. And we get pulled over, and they search the vehicle, and they find these drugs in the center console in somebody's car, and the detective started questioning me about stuff, and I won't give them information, and they're sitting on parole, they expect me to give them information or whatever. So they said, okay, well, we're going to make sure, you go see parole officer in the morning, we're going to make sure you get taken care of too. I was like, well, you can put a case on me for what you saw in somebody else's car? And right now, I'm in charge of the building right now. You're fine for now, just supposed to appeal the money. So I did that, and for a while, they brought me back.
Okay, sir. So where were you going? Where were you getting the ride to?
Back to my mom's house.
Oh, back to your mom's house. Where were you?
I was on the freeway between Keegan and truck stop Petro. They brought me off as a kid.
Okay. So were you coming from work, or what? Where'd you...
No. I was leaving some friends, leaving that picture of my sister came.
Okay.
And they possibly at work lined up for me. And it was Super Bowl Sunday. We're going out, got there, watch the Super Bowl, and then we stopped by there, so I see my friends real quick, and I was on my way to New York back to town.
Okay, got it. All right. Okay, So you say you've been clean off of everything, off of drugs. How long have you been clean off of everything?
Since the last year I took, I was ready for that, about 3 days after that.
Okay. So let's see, that would have been... Was it the one on December 31st or no? After that?
But
January 8th, okay. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
So about the 11th.
So what happened with, it looks like you also got a ticket for driving on a revoked license. What happened?
When I got picked up, when I got released from prison, I got picked up by Mahoney County because I had a misdemeanor warrants for not paying fines. I had to pay a fine within 2 weeks, and I wasn't working enough then, and a friend of mine was like, hey, well, a female friend, she said, you fix my brakes, I'll pay you the $2 to pay your fine. So she went up the brakes, I fixed them for her and everything, and I got in the car and tested them out to make sure everything was fine. I seen an officer parking like down the way from me, like shit, doing that, like doing like that was his little tissues, watching traffic or whatever. And we even like knowledge each other a couple times when we were seeking there and come back. So I didn't know it was there, but I just looked at the cars and brakes were fine. But right when I pulled off, I guess that back brake light in the window, not the one on the back of the car, but the one in the window, that one was out. And I guess that my mother has to be fixed also, I guess. I didn't know that. And he pulled me over, and I mean, he was really nice about it. He was like, hey, you say, I have the rest of the ticket, but you did all right, you know.
Okay, so
I just had to call it, yeah, I didn't want you to know, see that scene, you know, like, hey, back up to over.
Okay.
And so it's all right, we have a staffing change for your day and ways, and so the city got, and we threw it.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's an understandable thing, and we've heard that mistake made before by people. They would just test drive in the car after they had fixed it, and they didn't think that's driving without a license. So, okay, sir. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have questions for you. Now, Mr. Quinones has a question, sir.
Thank you. Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Marinas. I just wanted to get one thing straight in my mind with respect to you, because I know that you've taken a pretty firm position on the drug seizure, but I didn't quite understand how you ended up getting a ride from these people. You were supposed to get a ride from somebody else, and then they showed up, so what happened?
Okay, I was in the Pittsburgh area, and there's my friend's house. When my wife was supposed to come, the same city, she said, I'm not going to go make it, but I'm going to send my son's friend, Chuck. He's here right now. Is that okay? Can we pick you up?
Okay.
I said, you know where I'm at. And so yeah, that's fine. So he went to the Pixel truck stop next to the weekend, and she said, what kind of people are looking to look out for? So I gave it, and my team was him down.
And so it was just this guy Chuck, and was there somebody else, did you say? Or was it just you and Chuck?
No, some girl,
okay. Were they also arrested?
Yeah,
okay. I just wanted to understand that. Thank you, Mr. Molina.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any other questions from board members? Okay, Mr. Molinas, we're coming up toward the end of the hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement, so now's your chance. And what else did you want to tell the board, sir?
I just had 10 years in prison, and to me, that was a very long time. When I got out, it was kind of a cultural shock, you know, and I was getting used to things. I did jump in two different ways, and there was even a time when I was a bit late to report, and like just getting adjusted to things like that, it was kind of a little challenging for me, but I was doing it, and I was making progress, and parole was really like helping me and being there for me, and I was just getting used to being free and being on the streets and doing things the way normal and people do things, you know. After the last I had and I put all my cards on the table to let me know what was going to happen with everything, we were good, we were on the right track. And then I get pulled over with these two people, and now it seems like everything's like I have no control of what these people have on them. And yes, I understand I should have been more responsible for who I was around and what kind of people they are. And if I would have known that there were shows or anything like that with them, I would have never run the car. I would have figured something out. I've been checking with the CO3 here on the selling charges, and there's nothing. They tell me there's no selling charges at all right now. I have nothing going on. I talked to my parole officer about making sure they're not going to file charges on me, and he said he was saying, who's supposed to be the child's father? I guess he said, I'm assuming he's not a virtual, but he said he would talk to the judges about it and see what would work out. I was assuming that since there's no charges pending yet, that all that was fine, that I would have to like get with him and figure that out. But just, I heard somebody say, do you want to attend to this?
Yes, there is.
I was wondering if there is charges pending, or I was going to understand if they could just say, hey, we're going to build a case on them, keep them in prison, or I don't know how that works. I just know that, I would like to get back out, and I know I can be successful. I was really putting 110% effort into it, so that, I would feel like I was really letting my family down, because after being gone for 10 years and promising them that I'm going to try to do the right thing and everything, and then to have my freedom jeopardized again. I just hope you guys can see that other than just getting trouble and this guy having these troubles with him, all I would have is these two dirty ways of violation. But, I mean, if I can get relation and it's like, I found charges that I'm out there, I found the charges and not lately. I'm not going to scam this. But what else can I do to come in? I mean, it's not like you had to chase me down for months or years or whatever. Parole was my family, my sister just got off parole, they're very involved with my mom, then my sister, it's not even hard for them to find me even day if charges did come up.
Okay, Mr. Molinas, thank you. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
The board is going to go into discussion. We do all the discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So we just ask that you stay on the phone, just remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment. Okay, the board is now in discussion. This is a very difficult and complicated case. Because I do believe Mr. Molinas' story about getting a ride from someone. Unfortunately, the car he got into, not knowing the people, there were drugs in the vehicle. He admits, he said, I should have known the people I was getting in the car with, and knowing that there was no drugs in the vehicle. It sounds like, I'm very impressed that he was able to kick heroin on his own. That in itself is an amazing thing. And I hope that he is sincere about stopping using methamphetamine and heroin, both very dangerous, and he's a young man and has a long life ahead of him. I appreciate that he went to his parole officer. He seemed to be working with his parole officer when he had the positives. He showed up at the parole office, didn't flee as he had done in the past and received a prison term. So, I'd be interested to hear the thoughts of fellow board members on this. I feel he's being very sincere. He certainly seems very nervous today, so I'm curious about that. But I'd be interested to hear thoughts of other board members. Mr. Quinones?
Thank you, Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. It is hard to look past that he has a pending charge with Magnet. This is not to say that I'm sentencing him, this is not what we're here for. We're here to consider whether or not he violated his conditions. But between the fact that he did have some dirty UAs while he was under community supervision and leading up to this arrest, it's hard to feel completely comfortable with returning him to community supervision under those circumstances. Although I do appreciate his attitude, and I really do hope that he has cleaned up.
Yes, absolutely. Any other thoughts from fellow board members?
I agree. I think one of the concerns that I have, and we have no way of knowing, because we don't know him, and that is his behavior today, whether it's nervous or whatever that situation is, I'm just a little concerned about that. I wish we have no control over that.
Right, exactly, exactly. All right, I'm going to make a motion then, and that's based on information in 2019W0346, our conversation with Mr. Molinas, information from Mr. Respy. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Molinas was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by using illegal drugs while he was on supervision, and also becoming involved in potential additional criminal activity.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Quinones. Agreed, Dr. Wright and Mr. Neal. And I got to make sure I have marked this correctly. I believe I did. All right, back to you, Mr. Molinas. I know this is not the answer you wanted to hear today, sir, but the board is voted to revoke your community supervision. If you would put yourself in our place and look at the whole situation, just the fact that you did test positive for some drug use and then had this situation occur, it just doesn't, the two don't add up. Just from a public safety perspective. Now, I personally am very proud of you for kicking heroin, and I hope that that's the end of that. I hope that's the end of that, sir. And I hope that you're able to stop with the meth, too. Okay. Well, and I hope you're going to stick to that, because you got a life ahead of you, and those two are not things you want to have in your life. So, sir, we do wish you the best. We're showing you a release date of about a year from now, sir. And at that point, you will not have a parole officer. You won't have to call in. You won't have to worry about a thing. You won't be on parole. So we wish you the best, sir, and thank you so much for being so respectful in the hearing today. We appreciate it very much. So thank you, and your hearing is concluded. Would you just lay the phone down, and then we'll get the next inmate. Thank you, sir. Just lay it down. Lay it on the counter.